C'est la Semaine nationale de réconciliation, un moment propice pour les non-autochtones d'écouter et d'apprendre davantage sur les peuples et les cultures des aborigènes ainsi que des insulaires du détroit de Torres. Dans cet épisode de SBS Examines, nous nous penchons sur l'importance de l'engagement des communautés multiculturelles dans le processus de réconciliation.
I came to Australia and I quickly learned about the plights of the indigenous people.
C'était Alfred Peck, un immigré originaire d'Indonésie et installé en Australie. Il explique qu'il était motivé d'en apprendre davantage sur les communautés aborigènes dès par sa profession.
In 2017, I was a 23-year-old. I was a freelance journalist. I was looking to expand sort of my horizons, especially deepening the knowledge of the indigenous plights and sort of stories in the country.
À cette époque, des manifestations avaient lieu près de Perth, en Australie occidentale, sur l'île de Harrison, île également connue sous le nom de Matagao dans la langue des peuples Noongar. Peu avant, l'île avait été le théâtre de manifestations contre un accord sur le titre aborigène d'une valeur de 1,3 milliard de dollars. Ces mêmes manifestations s'opposaient à la fermeture des communautés aborigènes éloignées. D'autres mouvements populaires avaient lieu en protestation contre des affirmations selon lesquelles le gouvernement d'Australie occidentale privilégiait les migrants au détriment des sans-abri de son territoire.
I didn't know that as an immigrant, you are also a benefactor of the dispossession of Australia's land. When I became Australian, that was not taught in the context of what it means to be Australian. I didn't truly understand the extent of what the challenges were until I started working with Clinton Pryor. And that was a watershed moment for me.
L'un des migrants de Matagaroup, Clinton Pryor, avait 27 ans à l'époque.
Our whole year, the West Australian Police, they wanted us to move on and to stop the protest and just didn't want to give up the fight. And that's when I said to myself, you know what, I'm going to walk from Perth to Canberra. And I'm going to continue fighting and protesting.
Alfred voulait contribuer à faire connaître l'histoire de Clinton, raison pour laquelle il l'a contacté.
He wanted to share it more into the migrant community by documenting it, but he also wanted to learn himself. It's that way as human beings, as like you notice something or someone doing something, but you don't know how to approach them yet and to actually take that first step. And that's what he did. He took that first step to message me and I said, let's meet up.
Les deux se sont liés d'amitié alors qu'Alfred documentait le parcours de Clinton sur une épopée de 6000 kilomètres. Un an plus tard, ils sont arrivés ensemble à Canberra.
I was helping the documentation side of it and to witness that, to be part of that, that was beautiful.
Après ce périple, Clinton s'est entretenu à Canberra avec des politiciens et d'autres activistes pendant quelques jours. Cependant, il a quitté la capitale fédérale désabusé.
But truthfully, the walk inspired millions and millions of people around the country and around the world. It takes someone just to stand up for what they believe in and follow their heart, and people can see that.
Pour Clinton, il est important de soutenir le processus de réconciliation.
It's about bringing Indigenous and Torres Strait Islanders and Australian people together and to build a bridge where it's a way for all of us to move forward as a multicultural country.
Le processus de réconciliation en Australie remonte à 1938 suite à la première manifestation du jour des deuils qui a eu lieu le 26 janvier cette année-là. C'est en 1996 que le Conseil pour la réconciliation autochtone a lancé la première semaine nationale de la réconciliation en Australie. Ian Ham, un homme Yorta Yorta, affirme que le processus prend différentes formes à travers l'Australie.
Reconciliation has moved from being, if you like, an issue just kind of sat by itself to now having to juggle with and being seen in the context of a whole bunch of other things going on. Some migrant communities who are very much supportive of the propositions of the referendum because they'd come from places where they had been a minority that had been oppressed. And while they weren't completely au fait with the detail of the Australian story, as it relates to Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal Australians, they fundamentally understood what this was about and saw how can these people as a minority, particularly those who'd been here for so long prior to colonisation, how can they be treated this way? Equally though, there were migrant communities who'd come from different backgrounds, perhaps where they weren't subject to oppression, weren't minorities, but had come to Australia seeking an uplift in their economic and social positioning, which is a fair enough thing, who perhaps didn't appreciate it. And I recall there were times when people said, I came here with nothing, which really wasn't nothing, and I've got to where I am, why can't Aboriginal people do it?
Ian Hamm souligne aussi que pour avancer dans la réconciliation, il faut bien saisir la complexité des communautés d'immigrés.
You really have to contextualize and understand who you're talking to if you want them to hear. And you've got to understand where they're from as much as you want them to understand where you're from.
Shankar Kasyanathan est chercheur principal adjoint au Centre national pour la réconciliation, la vérité et la justice.
At the heart of reconciliation is actually allyship. We become a part of this Australian story, which brings with responsibility about how we build relationships going forward.
Issu de la communauté tamoul, Shankar Kasyanathan a fui la guerre civile dans son Sri Lanka natal pour s'installer en Australie. À l'instar d'Alfred, Shankar estime qu'il est crucial pour les communautés multiculturelles de s'engager dans le processus de réconciliation.
Many migrant and refugee communities understand dispossession. We understand forced displacement. We understand cultural erasure. But we don't always make that link between our stories and our histories of our diaspora and the stories of now, our First Nations people. So I think once that connection is made, it becomes a powerful foundation for ongoing mutual support and allyship that I think is at the core of genuine friendship.
Cet épisode de SBS Examines a été produit en anglais par Rachel Knowles, Nicolas McCaskill et Olivia Di Iorio en anglais et traduit en français par Bertrand Tungandamé pour SBS French.